I actually moved to L.A. about 4 or 5 years ago, and I never thought I'd leave the South, but I started doing a little TV and getting on the air. Then my kin folks said, Jeff, move away from there. And I can't believe y'all laughed at that. See, the problem I run into in California is people out there, they hear me talk, and they automatically want to deduct 100 IQ points. Because apparently the Southern accent's not the world's most intelligent sounding accent. And to be fair, I guess none of us would want to hear our brain surgeon say, all right, now what we're going to do is saw the top of your head off, root around in there with a stick and see if we can't find that dad burn clot. No thanks, I'll just die, okay? And I tell you what, there are some Southerners, Southern as I am, there are some Southerners I can't even understand. Like, I love to listen to the interviews at the end of the NASCAR races. You know the ones they have from the winner's circle down there? You always get something like, boy, I tell you, I can't say enough about this car and this crew. She run great all day long. We developed a stagger early on. We brought her in, and Kenny put some wedge into her, and Donnie adjusted the stagger there, and boy, I tell you, she run like a spotted ape. Got in trouble a little later on in the race. Ricky puked the motor. I got in his oil. I touched Ned back there on the backside. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? What is that? And Southerners aren't stupid. We're not, because we have words in the South they don't even have in other parts of the country. My brother will use the word used to could. Can you dance? Well, I used to could. Give me a minute, I might could again. My granddaddy says ewins, which is y'all plus three. That's what that is. My current favorite Southern word is sensuous. Told my old lady, sensuous up, give me a beer. Word. I guess the biggest misconception about the South, a lot of people think everybody from the South is a redneck. See, and you don't have to talk like this to be a redneck. I've been all over this country, boy, there are rednecks everywhere you go. How many rednecks we have here tonight? Nothing to be ashamed of. The problem I found, a lot of people just don't know if they're a redneck or not. So I came up with a test to kind of help people out. Things like, if you own a home that is mobile and 14 cars that aren't, you might be a redneck. If you take your dog for a walk and you both use the tree at the corner, you might be a redneck. If you can burp and say your name at the same time, now we got people pointing at each other, all right. If you prefer car keys to Q-tips. Oh, you groan, but you know what I'm talking about too. If the word NASCAR appeared anywhere in your wedding vows, you might be a redneck. If your dog passes gas and you claim it, you might be a redneck. If your wife has ever said, come move this transmission so I can take a bath, you might be a redneck. If you own a Waffle House credit card, you might be a redneck. If you think the Nutcracker is something you did off the high dive, you might be a redneck. If you wear a dress that is strapless with a bra that isn't, you might be a redneck. If somebody hollers hoedown and your girlfriend hits the floor, you might just be a redneck. Hope we didn't offend anybody. Every night I'm scared there's going to be one guy going, sis, that ain't funny there, man. And the thing about rednecks, I don't think you can talk about rednecks unless you are one, and hell, I are one. God, I remember growing up, somebody toilet papered our yard. My mama thought it was a gift from God. Our prayers have been answered. And you ever find yourself doing this whenever you're around your family for a few days? You start thinking, boy, we must be the biggest bunch of goobers in the whole world. If I'm around my family more than a week or so, I start having fantasies that maybe I'm adopted and have a normal family that's desperately trying to find me. But you know what? Anytime you feel bad about your own family, there's always places to go. Like, go down to the infield of a stock car race. 5 minutes in the infield, you'd be going, you know what? We're all right. Oh, we're almost royalty. I mean, you ever see people so weird looking, you have to get somebody else to verify it? Come here, y'all got to see this man. Get out of line, it's worth it. Over by the blue truck, don't look, don't look. Is that the hairiest back you've ever seen? Looks like Bigfoot in a tank top. Oh God, it's a woman. Oh, and she's got kids. Somebody slept with that woman. Oh no, it's Aunt Betty.